Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 168. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with some wonderful 70s-inspired sunny power pop. That is the band Blue Skies for Black Hearts out of Portland, Oregon. The song is Majoring in the Arts, and that's on the band's album Embracing the Modern Age, which you can pick up on April 19th on Super Big Limited Records. That is great music for this time of year. I've got all the windows open here in the studio, looking out on the park. Leaves starting to show up on the trees, and unfortunately it's in the 80s already. But hey, it's better than being in Connecticut where it's probably still 42 with the threat of snow. Let's see, lots of good music for you this week. And I mean that this time, not a lie. Let's start off here with The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. The song is called Harden Your Heartbreak.
Never gonna come back.
Some great new music there from a young band. That band is called Beast Make Bomb, and the song is Rough It Out. That's on the band's new EP, Sourpuss, which they just self-released. And you can go to their Bandcamp site and download that for whatever price you feel is appropriate. Before that, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart with the song Heart in Your Heartbreak. That's on the band's new album, Belong, which came out March 29th of this year on Slumberland Records. Both bands there out of New York. I really love that Pains of Being Pure at Heart record. Best one yet. yet, in my opinion. Let's see. Let me remind you how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. It's really no more difficult than that. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and you come back week after week. Now enough of me talking, let's get to some music. This is a band called An Horse.
Side, mount those bridge rails, ride all night, scream when captured, arch your back, let this whole town hear your knuckles crack. Sapphire Trans Am, high beams in vain, drive wild Broncos down the plain. Push up to the corner where the turbines hiss. Someday we won't remember this. Crawl till dawn on my hands and knees. God damn these vampires for what they've done. those horses to the post outside and let those glass doors open wide. And in their surface, see two young savage things barely worth remembering. Feast like pagans, never get enough. Sleep like dead men, wake up like dead men. And when the sun comes, try not to hate the light. Someday we'll try to walk upright. Crawl till dawn. On my hands and knees. God damn these bite marks. Deep in my arteries. Crawl. They've done to me. Consoled myself with rudimentary thoughts, and I set my watch against the city clock. It was way off. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country. Takes a strong, strong, it breaks a strong, strong mind. Yeah, one thing about this wild, wild country. Takes a strong, strong, it breaks a strong, strong mind. Anything less makes me feel like I'm wasting my time. But the pain and frustration is not mine. It belongs to the cattle through the valley.
Bill Callahan, once again, eschewing the Smog moniker that he recorded under for years and recording under his own name. The name of that song is Drover. That is on his new album, Apocalypse, which comes out April 19th on Drag City Records. Before that, the Mountain Goats with the song Damn These Vampires on All Eternals Deck, which came out March 29th on Merge Records. Both of those albums pretty similar in that they're very solid albums from very solid performers, but I just don't have a giant song I'm in love with on either of those, which I have for all of their previous albums. So pick those up and see if you find something that you fall in love with. Before that, the band An Horse, or possibly An Orse. The song is called Dress Sharply, and that's on the band's album Walls, which comes out April 26th on Mom and Pop Records, a band out of Australia there that very much channels one of my favorite bands, Sarge, from Central Illinois. You can catch An Horse on tour, and I know they're stopping here in Kansas City, opening for Manchester Orchestra on May 2nd at the Beaumont Club. I will be there covering that show, just like I've covered the Middle of the Map Fest this weekend. So check out the Too Much Rock website for photos and video of that festival and see if bands did Kansas City proud and vice versa. I see that I'm out of time, though, so I should stop rambling and wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 168. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or you can visit me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Parallels. The song is called Ultralight, and it's on the band's album Visionaries. They just re-released this on their own Marigold Records label with as a double CD, including an additional CD of remixes, a cover, and a new track as well. It is very much harkening back to the mid to late 80s techno-pop scene, I suppose, with lots of Berlin references, I would say. But that's up for you to decide. If you decide you like them, you can catch the band on tour. I know they're playing here in Kansas City on April 18th at the Record Bar, and I will be there with camera in hand, of course. So let's wrap things up here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Parallels with Ultralight.